Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Another way to spot or identify a false teacher is provided in Jude, and this is dealing with the angel Michael. We see this in verse 9. When the angel Michael, contending with the devil, was disputing about the body of Moses, he did not presume to pronounce a blasphemous judgment, but only said, "The Lord rebuke you." Now, what exactly was the issue of contention that Michael and the devil had over the body of Moses? We're not exactly sure. I don't know what it is that he was a judgment he wanted to give, but it says that he didn't want to be blasphemous in his judgment. This is one of the things you end up seeing with false teachers. They have no fear to blaspheme God. They have no fear to condemn others in the name of God when they don't have scripture on their side. You will often see false teachers blaming others, attacking others, going after others, and saying you can't question them because they do what they do in the name of God, and yet they can't provide scripture to support what they say. That becomes a key, because what you have to see is that our role is to look at scripture as the ultimate authority. Remember, these are people, we said, they rely on their dreams. They rely on themselves, things like that. They are not going to accept authority, specifically the authority of God's word. So one of the things you see with a false teacher is they have no problem blaspheming God and calling down judgments, and they'll even say they're doing it in the name of God. When a Christian, a genuine believer, has a fear of saying something that would be offensive to God.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.